In this lesson today, I want to talk about the next day after the crucifixion. We all know what took place on that Friday, on that terrible day of the crucifixion. Jesus had been mocked and scourged and hit upon and spit upon. On that day, the scribes and the Pharisees cried, "Crucify him. Give us Barabbas instead of Jesus." On the day of his crucifixion, the priests killed the lamb that they had chosen for themselves. Not only that, they killed the lamb that God had provided for himself, because we read in the scriptures that God would provide himself a lamb, and he did, and they killed him. But before he died, he said, "It is finished." I believe that the mob turned one to another and echoed his words, "It is finished." I believe that the news went throughout all of Jerusalem, "It is finished." But was it really finished? I know that from the lips of the mob, priests, and the Pharisees came those words, "It is finished." But down inside their heart, there was a question. Is it really over? Will this deceiver really rise up from the dead? And just to make sure, Matthew chapter 27 and verse 62 tells us what happened. "Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people that he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first.' Pilate said unto them, 'You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can.' So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch." In the history of the world, we read only of one tomb that had been sealed and a soldier set to watch it to prevent the dead from rising. What could be more ridiculous than armed soldiers keeping their eyes on a corpse, lest the dead walk, the silent speak, and the pierced heart come to life again? They said he was dead. They knew he was dead. His death had been certified to Pilate. They would say that he would not rise again, and yet they watched. They openly called him a deceiver. But would he still deceive them? Would he deceive them to believe they had won the battle while he himself had won the war for life, truth, and love? They remembered that he called his body the temple, and that in 3 days after they destroyed it, he would raise it up again. They may also recall that he compared himself to Jonah and said, "As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so would he be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, and then rise again." The chief priests and the Pharisees were concerned about the third day. The third day. Does that remind you of anything? In Exodus 19 and 11, Moses told the people, "Be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai." Hosea said in chapter 6 and verse 2, "After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will rise us up, and we shall live in his sight." In Esther chapter 5 and verse 1 tells us, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel." Another version says this, upon the third day, when she had ended her prayers and mourning, she laid aside her mourning garments and put on her glorious apparel. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.